तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु मामनुस्मर युद्ध च मयि अर्पितमनो बुद्धि मामे वैश्यस्य संशयः तस्मात् सर्वेषु कालेषु therefore at all times सर्वेषु काले माम अनुस्मर युद्ध च रिमेंबर मी एंड फाइट कृष्णा सिंह मई अर्पित मनोबुद्धिर मई अर्पित मनोबुद्धिर ऑफरिंग योर इंटेलिजेंस टू मी मई अर्पित मनोबुद्धिर माइंड इंटेलिजेंस टू मी मामे वैश्यस्य संशयः यू विल डेफिनेटली अटेन मी
So here, Krishna is speaking and he states that life, he has stated in the previous verse how whatever we think about at the moment of death, that is what we will attain in our next life. And he has talked about how we should think about him to attain him. So then, the question may come up, okay, what determines what we will think about at the time of death? Is it something we just hope to get it right at the moment of death? Or is there something we can do to get it right? And Krishna indicates that yes, certainly we can do things to get it right. So what we can do is, he says, prepare. Prepare throughout your life by remembering me. So he says, tasmat sarveshu kaleshu. Therefore at all times, mahamanusmara yudhya cha. Mahamanusmara yudhya cha. Remember me and fight, Krishna says. So, what does it mean to remember me and fight? Krishna is saying, offer your inner world to me. The mind and the intelligence are comprised the essence of our inner world. The ego is of course there, but when we are offering it, when we are offering ourselves to Krishna, the ego also gets subordinated and spiritualized. And by this, Maam Evaishyasya Samshayah, you will surely come to me, Krishna is saying. Mamanusmara yudhya cha. Krishna gives the priority here. He says that, remember me and fight. So there is a balance between material and spiritual life. Krishna is not saying that you renounce your material life and just remember me. Mamanusmara. Nor is saying that you don't care about your spiritual life and just do your duty. Yudhya cha. Krishna is talking about balance between the material and the spiritual. Maam Anusmara, Krishna is telling first, Yudhya. Krishna will tell later to Arjuna at the end of the, towards the end of the 18th chapter, that Vidahankaram ashrittena yodhseti manyase mithyaisha vivasayaste prakatistvam niyoshyati swabhava jena kaunteya nibaddhasvena karmana kartum nechasi and mohat karishasya vishopitad. So in 18.59 and 60, he stated that, O Arjuna, yadahankaram ashrittya, if out of ego, mayodhseti manyase, if you think you will not fight, mithyaisha vyavasayaste, your determination will be mithyaisha, will be deluded. Prakritistvam niyokshati, and material nature will engage you. Instead of a spiritual purpose engaging you, material nature will engage you. Swabhava chena kaunteya nibaddha svena karmana kartum nechasi and mohat करिष्यस्यवशोपितात् स्वभावजेन कौन्तेय. वी आर ऑल बाउंड बाय आवर स्वभाव. निबद्धः स्वेन कर्मणा. वी हैव टू डू द वर्क दैट इज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड अकॉर्डिंग टू आवर स्वभाव. कर्तुं नेच्छसि यन्मोहात्. इफ यू से यू विल नॉट वर्क, कर्तुं न इच्छसि, देन व्हाट विल हैपन? करिष्यस्यवशोपितात्. यू विल स्टिल डू द वर्क हेल्पलेसली. अवशो जस्ट एज we can't resist the call of nature when it calls. Similarly, when our material nature calls in terms of a person who is Brahmanical, a Brahmin, Kshatriya, that nature cannot be resisted for very long. Avashyopi sat. Krishna said, you will be forced to act accordingly. And here also, Krishna is saying that Arjuna yudhyacha, you cannot avoid fighting. You are a warrior, you will fight. Even if you renounce the world now, later on, when somebody offends you, your kshatriya nature will impel you to respond aggressively to it. So what you can do is, you don't have to reject or repress or renounce your nature. You have to spiritualize it. And that mamanusmara. So when we say remember Krishna, sometimes we may think of remembrance of Krishna as the activity of a, as the luxury for armchair spiritualists. Like say somebody, like say sometimes some old people with nothing to do. They sit around a tea table and they talk about the good old times. Remembrance of Krishna is not meant to be nostalgia about good old times. That sort of nostalgia is more of a escape from present reality into a past reality that is now, that was most likely as problematic as is the present. But that is now imagined as having been very good. So, Krishna is not recommending that kind of remembrance. When we say in bhakti we should remember Krishna, the remembrance is not idle nostalgia. It is purposeful action. Ma manusmara yudhyacha. We understand that Krishna is not just someone who had descended to this world in the past. It is not that Krishna is someone who just exists beyond this world in his own abode in the spiritual world. Yes, that is true. But Krishna is also someone who is present in our hearts and who is present in this world in his immanent manifestations and whom we can serve through purposeful devotional action in this world. So Krishna is telling, Ma manusmara yudhyacha. So remember me and fight. You cannot avoid fighting because that's your nature as a kshatriya. At the same time, you have to remember me to attain me at the time of after this life. Some people think if we just do our duty, that is enough. There's nothing more that needs to be done. Krishna does not support that idea. He says that you also have to remember me. That remember my remembrance will act as a practice which will enable you to remember me at the time of death also. So, now when we say life is a preparation for death, whatever consciousness we cultivate, whatever attachments we develop during our life, those will resurface prominently at the time of death and push us, drag us, draw us towards the corresponding mode of existence. Sadatat bhava bhavitaha. So we do need to remember Krishna so that throughout our life, so that Krishna becomes our thought at the time of death. At the same time, this remembrance is not meant to cause us to withdraw from action. That remembrance is to permeate all our action. And the permeation of Krishna
is pointed to in the next line, Mai arpita mano buddhir, that offer your mind and intelligence to me. It means that by studying the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, by chanting the holy names, by cultivating remembrance of Krishna, in these ways, we can make Krishna present and prominent and dominant in our inner world. We enthrone Him as the Lord of our inner world. And we envision all our activities as loving offerings to Him. And in this way, when Krishna rules the inner world, then when our outer world comes crumbling down, as it will sooner or later, eventually, ultimately at the time of death, then at that time, by letting Krishna permeate our inner being, when we strive to remember Him thus, then He will be, if He is our constant thought throughout our life, not by withdrawing from the hustle bustle of life, but by making Him the purpose of that hustle bustle, making Him the purpose of all our activity, then because He is in our heart, He will manifest from within our heart at the time of death, give us His remembrance and enable us to attain Him. And that's how we all can attain life's supreme success. Thank you.